with the Rock of Ages believe in order to fulfill the Great Commission, we must direct our converts to a local church upon their release from prison. However, there are thousands of cities, towns, and villages around the world where there is no Baptist church to direct our converts. Therefore, we believe the Lord is leading us to establish a church planting assistance program. We will work with local churches where they will commission their missionary church planters to partner with the Rock of Ages ministry in reaching these unreached regions. We believe in starting and establishing indigenous autonomous works. We will do this through the help and the sponsorship of supporting churches that will help supply the financial needs of these missionary church planters.
For the last 10 years, God has given me the privilege and opportunity to train nationals in Ghana, West Africa for church planting work. I also had men and students who were from the country of Liberia, as well as Nigeria and Togo. Some of these men are now returning to their national homelands to start New Testament Baptist churches. We're planting churches, and our emphasis to plant churches where there are no Baptist churches.
I am using this opportunity to plead with the churches in America that if they were partners with us together, we can reach these people with the word of God. And as the Lord has opened the door for the ministry as to start the church planting assistant, Rock of Ages, we don't plant churches, we just assist and asking the churches that if any churches who want to plant a church, a foreign church, or a missionary, we are asking you, please, you can consider Ghana and come to Ghana and go to this area that where there is no churches to start a Bible-believing churches over there.
The first church plant that we will do is going to take place in a town called Inchabin, a population of about 85,000 people. We have already been able to get a sponsoring church here in America to give financial support and prayer support to this young man so that he can devote all of his time and all of his efforts to planting this church. We will be involved somewhat in the accountability process. We'll be involved in providing materials. We'll also be there for counsel if needed. And we're wanting to help churches through these church planting efforts to have a renewed vision and a burden for church planting work today in the world.
It was in May of 1991 when the Lord opened the door for the Rock of Ages to begin reaching inmates, public schools, and military complexes outside of our country. First door that opened to us was Romania. Of course, the communist walls were crumbling there in Europe, and we began to go over and try to reach those nations. We found when we arrived tremendous open doors, tremendous opportunities to work in these particular countries. We began also to see the tremendous amount of needs that were there, such as finding Bibles in their language, translating material that could be used to teach the prisoners, and then training nationals to reach their own people as chaplains and prison workers on a regular basis. Now, over the period of years, we've had men saved, leave the institutions, and go home, only to go home to a village of several thousand people, maybe a small town, small city, where there's no Baptist church or good church to attend. It's been our desire for quite some time to help assist young men to plant churches in these particular areas. One thing we hope to do is to get help through the local churches here in the States, maybe a local church that would sponsor a church in those areas where the Rock of Ages is serving. We then would like to assist that local church in getting that young church up and going on the foreign field.
One of the biggest problems I come up against with serving with the young people is many of these young people, if they get saved or if they want to know more about the Lord and they leave that prison, they very often have nowhere to go back to, no church to go back to. Now, they may get saved, they may accept the Lord in their lives, but they're going back to a village where there is no provision. There is no kind of church support for them when they go back. In these villages in Romania, there is a tremendous need for a good, solid, independent Baptist church where these young people could go, be loved, be cared for, be understood, and be supported.
We will have two types of missionaries. First will be the international missionary. They will travel from America to the regions of the world and establish a local church, training a national pastor to take over the work full time. Secondly, we will have national pastors who will establish a church in their region. Once they become the full-time pastor, they will no longer serve as a missionary with the Rock of Ages. Please join with us in prayer as we endeavor to fulfill the Great Commission through our Church Planting Assistance Program.